Are you ready to get intimate? Because now is the time, and this is the place. I'm Dr. K, and I'm ready to get intimate with you. This is the show for everyone who is not afraid to get intimate on some level. That's right. This is a show all about intimacy. Different perspectives, different topics, different views. One purpose. Join me on this journey to go deep, get raw, get real, and get intimate. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have the time, so I will sing.
Okay, TikToks are short form videos ranging from few seconds to 1 minute. And these videos run the gamut from dance videos to video diaries, viral challenges, DIYs, or anything that immediately captures attention. TikTok is unique, and TikTokers like me can use sound bites other than existing TikToks. Users can also play with built-in video and sound effects to recreate viral TikTok trends and challenges. These short videos rack up hearts, likes, I love that, much like likes or Facebook and Instagram. Comments and reposts or duets, the video creators known as TikTokers aim for followers on the platform, and many TikTokers with large followings monetize their videos or promote their brand through specialized ads, merchandise, and partnerships. TikTok has its own special set of expectations and etiquette rules within its something for everyone content or model. And I know specifically all about that. I've had a couple of videos that they didn't let me post up there. Oh yeah, that's TikTok. You know, not only do they kind of, they limit you on the amount of followers that you can follow, they limit you on the amount of likes that you can do, they limit on the amount of messages you can send, and such and such and such. It makes it a little bit difficult for us content creators, because in many different ways, we are trying to build our audience. We don't want our audience to think that we don't want them to be with us at all, or that we don't want to support them. We do want to support them, but we are inhibited by TikTok. So let me talk to you guys a little bit about something. How does TikTok use your data? TikTok uses your data captured from users to make recommendations using a bit of an algorithm. And we all know what algorithms are. I think when everybody begins to follow each other, the first thing, and I messed up, we immediately end up in each other's inbox. And we continue to do that over and over, but what we're doing is we're actually, in reality, we're spamming each other. The best way to build up the algorithm is follow and go back to your For You page. Allow that video to come up naturally. That's what's building the algorithm. And then at that point, participate, engage, click, you know, copy, whatever it is you guys need to do, but continue to go on For You page. Allow the people that you are following to come up. That's the best way to build that up. Now, users need to grant the app permission to do so, right? So when you download the app to your phone, you got to give them a specific permission. So the app collects information relating to the content consumed and actively engaged with. And aside from standard personally identifiable information, on your profile, captured data includes locations, behaviors, and interests. And that's how we're building the algorithm. This data, however, is not compromised or shared widely, you know, contrary to the belief. So it can be considered safe in that regard. TikTok stores collected data in the United States, Singapore, but comparatively speaking, does not mine more data than Facebook does. Yeah, that is correct. So this data can, however, be used to monetize the app. This extends commerce, which is growing on the app. Now, can misinformation be shared on TikTok? Oh, yeah. As with any popular trend, there are concerns about the app that could be used for malicious purposes. Yep. Since TikTok has become one of the world's most popular apps, there's some speculation about the possibility of sharing misinformation, influencing users, and conducting mass surveillance. Many of TikTok users are under the age of 34. What the hell am I doing on there? I'm 46. Meaning, it's the go-to app for younger demographics, and extra precautions and limitations are required for teenagers as the content that they could be used to expose is it particularly worrisome, as the degree to which the app could influence them. Threats to the privacy of TikTok users are much like other social media apps, so far the app has taken the necessary steps to boost user privacy where required. Now, however, staying up to date on security matters is recommended across the services to ensure your personal data is kept private, especially when it comes to social media. Make sure you update all your apps to patch any vulnerabilities. Yes. Now, however, staying up to date on security matters, you know, you guys, you need to stay up on politics. That's what's the situation. And I'm sure you guys understood that recently we went through an election and TikTok was almost taken away from us. And I'm kind of glad that it wasn't taken away from us because it gives me this beautiful platform, which I'm on, to be able to engage and talk to each one, every one of you guys. Now, extended permissions in an app. Let me tell you guys, okay? When a user downloads, okay, I just want to say hi to a few of the people out there. Hi, hey, Katie. Hi, Smiles. I can see you guys. I saw that my TikTok crush was in there real quickly. Hello, I just wanted to say hi to you too. Now, when users download TikTok, they immediately must agree to a set of permissions to permit the app a bit of function. These includes access to your phone's microphone, camera, contacts, location services, and clipboard. Data mining. Have you guys ever heard about data mining? Selling and storage? Yeah, let me tell you guys. So the first concern many users and parents, my daughter's 23, but for those of you with young kids out there using TikTok, that's the way that data is stored and potentially shared. For the average American, the privacy risks posed by TikToks aren't strikingly different than the risks posed by the others leading on social media companies. All of these platforms, at least in part, are monetizing your data. Yes, they are. That's why they do, and more data they have and more money they can make, this makes more strong incentive to aggressively gather as much data as possible. Data storage is a concern associated with any app that can track location, record faces, and decipher preferences. Users are calling for transparency about the permissions and agreements, and they can sign away with a click. Yeah, just like that, with a click. You know, you guys, aside from all of this, let me tell you what TikTok has done for me. I am a person, and all of this is being recorded live on my podcast here in the studio. TikTok, what it has done to me, it's given me a bit of confidence. I am a person that suffers from an extreme body dysmorphia. I am not comfortable with my body. It took me a moment, and if you can see, there is a bit of an evolution in the video. So if you scroll back all the way to the beginning of my videos and to where I am at right now, you're gonna see that there has been an evolution. I am no longer afraid. This is my first live video with you guys, and I am engaging, and I feel very confident in myself. So aside from all the other bullshit that you guys, I just gave you about TikTok and the dangers and data selling and all the rest of that shit, what about the engagement? What about the connections that we're building? What about this family of TikTok, you know? What you see in the mirror apparently is not what we see. Thank you, Spicy Italian. I appreciate that. And that is exactly correct. That is what body dysmorphia does to you. So other people tell me consistently that they gravitate towards me, and they love the bit of the devotionals that I give them on a daily basis. You know, I am somebody that has been through quite a bit, probably more than most, and I am not ashamed to say so, but I've learned, and I'm humbled, and I'm filled with grace with every moment that I've had. So every day I hate it. Yes, but that's why I started this. Exactly. This is why we started this. I was told a long time ago by a really good friend that this is where I needed to be. This is the platform for me. And I didn't listen to her. I've been on TikTok since March 7th. And if you guys all knew what you did for me and how you have made me feel and the confidence that you've given me, that in itself is invaluable. That in itself is more than I could have ever asked for. So besides branding myself and putting my show out there to the world and letting you know what I can do, that is what TikTok has done. So we're going to cut this first segment. For everybody there that's with me and has joined, you will hear music, but we do support local artists. And none of our music is copywritten. That's why I invest in my show so much. There is insurance, and we do download music, and we do purchase it. So that was the end of the first segment. What we're going to do is I'm going to go into the second segment. These are half-hour podcasts, some of the ones that I already have on my Spotify. If you haven't yet clicked to follow, go click to follow. There's some episodes in there. They are my five best episodes since I left the radio world. And I share those with you. In those episodes, you're going to find a compilation of different things. You're going to find some very intimate and explicit topics. But you're also going to find a little bit of my past history. So I want to say hello to everybody who's just joined. I appreciate you guys. And what we're doing here is we're recording my podcast live. Are we ready for the second part? Okay. So here we go. Yeah. Lost some lovers, fellow travelers, yeah. Leave me sad and hollow, out at a word. It could happen to you, so think for yourself. If I should stumble, all right. Now, you know, emotional intelligence is the secret of lasting intimate relationships, largely because it makes us extremely aware. We have the potential to attain this kind of love that we all dream of, a deep intimacy, mutual kindness, real commitment, soulful caring, simply because of empathy and our innate ability to share emotional experience, right? Nine ways to love smart, you guys. Let your lover know what you feel. If you're going to communicate anything, express what you feel as if it defines who you are. If you pretend to be someone or something that you are not, you'll never feel loved. Number two. Listen from an emotional experience. Attune to your lover's feelings as you listen to his or her words. Show the support and love that your lover needs. One person may find a suggestion or helping a hand, let's say, a bit of a useful comforting, and another one may probably find the same active intrusion. Not everyone likes to be touched in the same way and enjoys being affectionate in public or responds in the same way, receiving gifts, and let empathy guide you. Some people freak out with public affection. I don't get it, but some people just can't, and they need that public affection in privacy. So let them have that. When in doubt, ask. Love doesn't grant that you'll know everything. If you don't ask how your lover feels about something, you never know. And I think that this is the problem that a lot of people don't get. You have to communicate. You have to ask. Be prepared to work at the relationship. You guys, there is no perfect relationship. No, no perfect relationship. It is work. Life is a bit like a heartbeat. Okay? You're going to have ups and downs, and so are relationships. What happens when it goes flat? You're literally dead. There's no reason to continue to go on. So the relationship needs and requires a bit of work. Learn from your lover. Active awareness keeps you from relying on past assumptions. Yes, it does. Watch out for emotional memories. You guys, how many of you guys live in the past? Is it fair to that person, that prospective person that wants to come into your life? No, that's not fair to them. You're setting up the potential for failure in the future. You need to let that go. Remember that the only problem with making mistakes is not admitting it. We are all human. We all admit to mistakes. Hi, Bimala. Hi, hello. Hey there, you're in my FYP. How are you today? Greetings from Portugal. Para los que no sepan y que lo que no saben, aquí la doctora, Dr. K, sí habla español. Yo hablo mucho español. Español fue mi primer lenguaje. Y me gustaría decirle a todos los que hablan español, hola y mucho gusto, por donde sea, como sea. Aquí estamos sintonizando vivo en Colorado, Denver, Colorado. Okay. Use change as an opportunity to grow in your relationship. You guys, life is a changing evolution. We are changing. We are metamorphosizing, right? Good and bad, in different ways. Any change is stressful. Of course it is. But it's also an opportunity to renew and revitalize your relationship. Okay? Now, finding the one. When you're first falling in love, how can you tell whether this person is the one? How do you know? How do you know whether you're in love with a real person or just in love with love? It's okay. It's okay to be in love with love. Now, if you've been burned before, how can you avoid repeating your mistakes? Right? Isn't that a fair assumption or a fair question? You guys, listen to your body, not your mind. Right? Have you ever heard that? We choose a mate for reasons to have to do more with what we think than how we feel. We conduct our relationships based on how things should be or have been. This is exactly where we go wrong. We don't choose love because we let our emotions run away with us, but because we let our heads run away with us. Oh, I know. Yep, you speak Portuguese, but it reminded me that my followers do not know that I speak Spanish. I think Portuguese is beautiful. So, yep. But anyway, thank you for that education. I appreciate that. Thank you, Bimala. I appreciate all the love that you've given me. I appreciate that. Yes. Now, you guys, people think they're in love for many reasons, right? That's perspective. Lust, infatuation, desire for security, status, or social acceptance. They think they found true love because the current prospect fulfills some image or expectation. But unless they know how they feel, their choice is destined to be wrong. Wherever your daydreams of prospective lover take from the form of mental debates, justifying your choice, or agonizing over it, breathe, relax, and focus. Get out of your head. I call that head trash, you guys. Get out of that. And check in with your body. If a feeling that is something's wrong persists and it grows, that instinct, it's correct. Chances are your choice is probably wrong. If you let mental images versus physical sensation guide you, you'll never know what you really want. Heed the messages from your entire body, you guys. For most people, it's hard to get clear signals from the whole body during new love because they often drowned out by sexual desire. Yes. Which is why it's important to notice other more subtle feelings. Muscle tension, migraines, stomach pains, or lack of energy can mean what you desire is not what you need. On the other hand, if the glow of love is accompanied by an increase of energy and liveliness, this could be the real thing, you know? It's more than infatuation or lust if a benefit will be felt in other parts of your life and in other relationships. So ask yourself these bit of questions, okay? Is this relationship energizing the totality of my life? For example, has my work improved? Am I taking better care of myself? Is my head on straighter, or am I more focused, more creative, and more responsible? Do my in love feelings go beyond feeling positive or caring for my beloved? Do I feel more generous, more giving, and more empathic with my friends, coworkers, or total strangers? If the answers you get from your body aren't what you wanted to hear, try to push beyond the natural fear of loss that we've all experienced. Finding out now that you haven't found true love can separate you from the pain of pile of negative emotional memories, a legacy that can keep you repeating the same mistakes or sour you on love altogether, right? So take a chance on reaching out, you know? Funny story, you guys, true story. I reached out this morning to my TikTok crush, and he's a guy who over a million people follow him. Yeah, he's that guy that spanks the dough, you know the one I'm talking about. Anyway, I decided this morning, his videos are the first to always pop up every time that I go into TikTok. And this video was just speaking out to me. And here I am, I'm a creator, and I have these la-la, gaga eyes for this guy. And I thought, oh, he just doesn't see me. And that's exactly what I said. I said, I love your videos, but I don't think you even think I'm alive. That's all it took. He paid attention. And he's like, I see you. And then he began to follow me. And now we're talking. And I think he's probably agreed to be on my podcast show. So you never know, you know. Good things come to those people who are not afraid to take bold jumps of faith. So what you need to feel love versus what you want. To find the person who is really the one, you guys, you need to know the difference between what you can't live without versus what you'd like. So let me tell you guys, okay? Select 5 qualities or characteristics in descending order that feel the most important to you in a lover. So 5 descending qualities. For example, neat, that's me, humorous, adventurous, considerate, emotionally open, athletic, attractive or stylish, protective, creative, conversational, smart, affectionate, monetarily successful, well-respected, popular, charismatic, maternal, paternal, spiritual, nurturing, empowering, whatever fits the bill for you. As you consider each characteristic, ask yourself whether it energizes, calms, and stirs you emotionally. Is the experience pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? A desire will be fleeting or rather superficial, while a need will register at a deeper feeling level. Do the exercise several different times, okay, to get an even clearer understanding of the differences between your desires and your felt needs in love. And you're going to see how these will actually change. Hi, Spicy Italian. I'm glad you came back. Does this person you think you're in love with fulfill these needs for you? You guys, you know, I think that the thing is that when you're lonely, you're willing to settle. And that settle feeling is not a good feeling because you put yourself in situations and relationships that are not healthy for you. But because you have this fear of being alone, you don't want to take that leap. Make a sacrifice for the small and see what happens, because that good person that's available, that's waiting for you, won't be available. Yep, don't ever settle. That person won't be available for you if you're not available. So if you're not in a good situation, run like hell. If I should stumble, catch my fall, yeah. If I should stumble, tell you something. Do you know that catfishing leads to cyberbullying? It's a bit of a level of that. Yes, it is. So meanwhile, we have these teens who also engage in impersonation online. Usually their goal is to humiliate and embarrass their targets. They might use fabricated identities to lure a person into a fake relationship, and later they may use the information they gather to embarrass and bully the target. This type of impersonation is a form of cyberbullying. I found out we can do one together. Did you know? Oh yeah, definitely. Now, cyberbullies often exploit the emotions of others online. They find your weakness. Oh yes, they do. And they're gonna exploit that out of you. Especially if they discover something that makes the person sad, depressed, afraid, or lonely. By being vocal about wanting a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or talking about dating a lot, teens can be more susceptible to catfishing. Young teens are especially susceptible to catfishing because they often friend people that they don't know. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people look at the amount of people that are following me versus the ones that I am following. If you guys wanted to know what the difference of that is I find a lot of young ones that are under 18. And given the things that I'm talking about and what I'm doing, I don't need a parent coming after me pissed off. So that's it. When I find the young kids, I immediately remove them. Young teens are especially susceptible to catfishing because they often friend people that they don't know. That's a very bold statement. So it goes both ways. They can catfish you, but they can also be catfished because they're younger. And if you guys have kids that are on TikTok and you have parental rules on there or blocks or however it is to protect your children, shame on you. You should have done that a long time ago. Impersonating someone else online is a form of cyberbullying, and it's an intentional act that inflicts emotional harm on another person. And let me tell you, here in the United States, there are laws about that. So you need to be careful about what you are using and how you're using that against other people. Because if that hurts someone, the state can come after you. Catfishing happens every day to adults and teens alike. In fact, in 2019, Facebook estimated that 5% of its monthly active accounts were false accounts. I don't care what anybody says. 5% is too high for my children. And these may be people who harmlessly duplicated an account or created additional accounts, but some are also likely to be individuals who are posting up fake profiles. Yeah, they're gonna steal your pictures. They're gonna do all kinds of bad things to you guys. And I have a video that's floating around from a guy that catfished me. He said that he was a surgeon, and I started asking him questions that, he said he was in Canada. He said that his kids were in South Carolina going to school. They were 14 and 15. I still make sure they don't see my TikToks. I hear you, spicy Italian. My daughter is 23. And her and I do not cross paths at all, much at all. I did post a video with her last night. I put my hand in front of her to see what she was going to do. I was expecting her to take my hand, but she put a potato in my hand. But, if she was a little bit younger, I would be a little bit worried. And let me tell you why. I'm going to be very bold, you guys. I was dating this guy real recently, and it didn't happen on TikTok. No. He actually hit me up on Facebook, but he got into Snapchat, and he got into my daughter's account, who is 23. Yep. That happened. So you have to be a little careful, because even that person that you're kind of close to and getting intimate, you don't know what they're doing. So they're 27 and 28. Wow, you look pretty good to have a 27 and 28. Good job, spicy Italian mama. I love you. Mm-hmm. Mad love to you. You're my kind of follower. All right, you guys. So this is going to finalize that last piece on our podcast. They don't need to see that mama's still a woman. No, you're right. Exactly. There's some things that I keep to myself for my daughter, even though she's 23. You're right. So we have completed this. You guys can definitely catch that on Spotify. Thank you, Liv. I'm coming back after you, Spicy Italian, when we're done with this. I'm going to chat with you a little bit. So, you guys, I'm not sure when I'm going to be back in again, but this was my first one. And for you guys that were here, hubby sees it, but that's it. Get a little intimate with him. Have you? Okay, so what do you do? What does the hubby see you do? Does he? Did you do a little red silhouette? I'm curious because I did one. Please do. Yeah, I'm gonna come and chat with you. 23 years almost. Aw, I love that. Oh, yeah. 23, you guys. You know, they've been married 23 years. That's what's up. Mad love to you. Because it's not easy in these days. Lots of them. Yep. In these days, I think a lot of couples are easy. When there's a bit of conflict and when there is a bit of trouble rooming, couples these days just want to jump ship. Nobody wants to work on a relationship anymore. Nobody wants to put in the effort. You know, and I'm kind of curious, so Spicy Italian, does he have his own TikTok or do you have your own TikTok? And for those that have joint accounts, really, you guys? Who cheated? Who cheated? Because he does, but he doesn't put nothing. he's a follower. He's great, too, because we like him, too. He's the type that goes through a lot of our content, comments, and likes, and that's fine. That's totally fine. But, yeah, you know, all right, any more questions? I'm going to try and record 2 podcasts in a month. I have a lot of stuff going on in my normal daily life. Normal Monday through Friday type stuff. What I'm doing is I'm working with a company that does concrete and asphalt. I love every bit of it. Yes, I do. On the side hustle, I work with criminal attorneys, and I also love that as well. And my dream is this. I invest a lot of money in myself because I believe in myself and my dream. And I'm glad that you guys are here sharing in that with me. There is something that we say in the Spanish culture, and el que busca, encuentra. Whoever goes out there searching for something, especially out there against your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband, your whoever, your significant other, your partner, you're going to end up finding something. So if you want to find something, go look for it. But if you're happy and you're content in what's there, don't go looking for it. It's not necessary. You might find something you don't like. All right, guys. On that part, it's been a lot of love. It's been a lot of fun. And I love you all. Peace out.
If I should stumble.